This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
Time for Dean's Dilemmas. Dilemmas of a, well, I have to say it now, middle-aged, gay, white, male.
As if you're living to 100.
As if I, yeah, well, anyway. Because nobody knows how hard it is for us white fellas.
Middle-ages.
Middle-ages. I went shopping the other day, doing a bit of food shopping.
Oh, grocery man.
Because Christmas is coming, I'm starting to buy a little bit more, just so it's not all that rush at the last minute.
Yeah.
So I'm buying a few more crackers. Because I will be buying cheese. This is not a drill. There will be cheese at Christmas time.
Thank you.
So I'm just stocking up on the crackers ahead of time and some other little treats and things. The Fruitman's tarts are out, by the way. They're looking good too.
If they have the peel in them, I don't want to know about them.
Oh, controversial.
Nah. Yeah, I don't like them.
You like your peel-less Fruitman's tarts, yes.
And Mum should know that, but every year she goes, oh, do you want one of these? I made them myself. Went, oh, I don't like them. No, but they're delicious. I made them. Anyway, yes.
So I'm going shopping. I'm going grocery shopping.
Doing your groceries.
And I don't think this is like an old man thing, but because it's busy time of the year, they seem to be getting lots of people from other departments, people who like stack the fridges and other bits and work in the meat department or work in the fruit and veg on the checkouts to help with the scanning of the items.
Yeah, you can tell as well.
And you can tell. Yeah. So there I am standing there. And tell me if this is wrong. I like things in a certain order, and I put it on the conveyor belt in a certain order.
As do I.
All the cold stuff goes together. Because I know that when I get home, I'm going to get that bag and put it by the fridge. I'm going to pack it one by one into the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be unpacking three bags. I want to be packing one bag.
Yeah, you're not putting a hot chook in with some frozen blueberries.
No, and then all my crushable stuff, including eggs and the rice crackers and other bits and pieces, on the top. And I'm standing there, scan from somebody who's clearly come from the meat department. No bloody idea. They're just throwing in the cold, the hot, the crushable, all in the one bag. And I'm thinking, is it wrong if I just leap across and take it out of his hands and do it for him?
No, because you usually end up, I'll do that, it's fine.
You do a passive-aggressive, I'll do that, just leave it to me.
Is that passive-aggressive?
Is it? Well, I used to do you still live at home, don't you?
Huh?
That's passive-aggressive,
Oh, my God.
Oh, sometimes. It's like, why would you be put in...
Yeah.
The rice crackers on the bottom.
I'm going to say, it used to be an art. I was never a checkout chick, but my friends checkout chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just know how to get it done. They're like, yep, scanning that one, going to scan this one because I'm going to do... And they're like, you know, Tetrising.
It's like a game of Tetris, isn't
beautiful
it?
Beautiful Jenga-style groceries.
But it's so frustrating when they don't get it right.
They don't know because everyone's self-serving. But no one gives it.
Oh, I don't like self-serving.
I miss the art of checkout people. I miss the checkout person. I miss them dearly.
You miss them?
Yeah.
I don't do the self-service. I don't like that.
No, I can't.
Because invariably I do something wrong. I have to call the person over anyway because it's not recognising my
No, I'll have to produce. Have a 2-hour nap afterward. I had an absolute breakdown.
It's too stressful.
Beep, beep, beep. My bag's in the handling department. Thank you. It used to be the checkout chicks, but anyone can check it out. Doesn't matter where you're from.
It's gender non-binary checkout assistants.
Heck yes. They do a much better job. There's a lot of young kids just going, oh, whatever. And you're like, sorry, pardon?
Pardon? Excuse me?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Look at me. But look, it's a real thing. And we both, Dean and I both confess that we are not self-serve checkout kind of people.
Which may sound a bit hoity-poity when you say like that. We're not self-serve people, no.
I'm always just holding a million things and balancing it and trying to press things and it's not scanning. And then you haven't got much room. You haven't got that beautiful conveyor belt just to put all your stuff and it just gently goes across.
But my thing is operator error. Every time I use it, something doesn't work. And I have to get someone to come over and swipe and reset and do it for me.
Nah, it's just
then I get anxious. So, you know when you have to like do your produce and I'm thinking, oh, hang on, are these Roma tomatoes, are these organic tomatoes, or are these just tomatoes? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you know what?
You're going to chase me to the car park because I picked the wrong tomato.
Some people don't care. A lot of the time people are doing that so they can swipe things. I think they put everything under as loose browned onions.
Loose brown onions.
It's the cheapest of the cheap. People just swipe and I'm like, I can't.
I can't do it.
I can't. I'll go to jail.
Now, joining the conversation, we've had a listener join in on 0427 Joy 949.
You can join in. Join any time.
Absolutely. It's Jay from Sunbury. Hey, Jay from Sunbury.
Hello, Jay.
And I was just reflecting also, there's a bit of a first world problem, let's be honest.
It is a privilege problem.
Yes. And Jay says, look, someone once told me there's nothing wrong with having first world problems because luckily we live in the first world. So there. So we can.
Yes.
Jay also says, I can't do the self-service checkouts either. No, I guess too anxious.
No.
Now.
Too stressful.
Too stressful. Stop it. That. Stop doing that.
Stop pushing me.
Don't push me.
Don't. I love seeing what other people have bought, though.
Do you?
Like, what are you doing with that?
Do you get all judgy?
Why do you have 10 cartons of milk?
Should you really be buying
What's
that
wrong
high
with
fat
you?
Stuff?
10 yeah. cartons of milk, a go off in a day. What are you doing?
I always think they're probably like, you know, scout leaders or you know, community groups or, and they're buying, you know, tea, coffee and milk for some sort of function they're having.
Oh, cookies.
Or cookies, yes, when they're on spesh. Or people who buy the toilet paper, you know, lots and lots of toilet paper. Not at Costco, but, at, you know, just at your normal supermarkets.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's a lot of toilet paper.
No, we get stuff delivered. It's that who gives a whoop, but I can't say it because I'm not being sponsored.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.